Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we've got 2 hours of open forum for you today with Jimmy Akin. You can ask anything you want, 888-318-7884. 2 hours of open forum also means open to anybody, whether Catholic or not, 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. And that's about it. I don't think I'll be saying that number again because this is the last day of our May pledge drive. We'll take a few moments throughout the show here and there to ask you to help support Catholic Answers, help support this program and the other things we do here in this studio with your pledge of support. The number to call to do that is 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me give that number again because lots of staff waiting to take your call, 888-291-8000. But do not despair if you've already made your pledge and we don't need to ask you anymore. We're going to answer a lot of questions this hour and next, so we've got an entertaining show ahead of us. But every now and then, we will come and ask you for your support. Jimmy Akin, we got big news this hour.
Cy Kellett, we do indeed. We have a $20,000 match for this hour. So we need to get busy because we have $20,000 this hour that we need to match. And in addition, we received a special for the whole drive, $100,000 match for new pledgers. And so we really need to use that $100,000 match for new pledgers. How that works is if you are not currently a pledger. Now, you may have been a pledger in the recurring pledgers. Yes, I should say. So if you're not a currently recurring pledger, you may have been one in the past, but if you're not now and you call in or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and put in your information safely and securely online and you make a pledge of, let's say, $10 a month, that will get matched first by the $20,000 match we have for this hour, and then it'll get matched a second time by the $100,000 match for new recurring donors. And so it'll effectively be tripled in terms of matching. So we need to hear from folks. The number to call to make a pledge is 888-291-8000. Cy often says that a little bit fast,
yep.
But I say it's slow because I love you. So 888-291-8000. We've got most of our lines are open right now. I can see we've got a couple of people who are taking pledge calls right now, but all the others are still open. There are people sitting at their desks waiting just to take your call and make it an easy and smooth experience. You also, any time of the day or night, even if it's after the drive, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. And that works from anywhere in the world. The toll-free number works from here in North America, but anywhere in the world. So if you're in Singapore or the Philippines or Guam or India or China or Russia or England or France or Germany or Brazil or...
Is he going to do all of them? I was wondering. Well, I think there's 212 nations.
I'm an Animaniacs fan. So indeed, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too. And I can keep going, but I won't because we have other things to talk about.
Well, they're tiny. They're toony. Is that the Animaniacs?
No, that's Tiny Toons. They're all a little loony.
Yeah, they are. That's true. 888-291-8000 in North America, CatholicAnswersRadio.com in North America, or any of those other places Jimmy just mentioned, or International Space Station or anywhere else on this planet, 888-291-8000 here in the U.S. You can call, and we have about half the lines still open. A $20,000 match is a big deal. A $20,000 match is a big deal. And then we have this other thing, which I don't even know, it's bigger than a big deal, because it's $100,000 for any new recurring pledge. Any new recurring pledge is going to be matched up to $100,000. We've never had anything like that before. I have no idea if we will ever have anything like that again. It just came out of the blue, and it's been a wonderful opportunity to connect with lots of folks. So if you are ready, there's a triple match if you're ready to become a first-time recurring pledger. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Folks dial, Jimmy, I think we'll go to the lines here and do some questions, because I do want to do our day job.
Okay.
All right. Let's see who we got here with us. Oh.
Well, I was going to say, I think they're still being screened.
I thought we had some screened, but I guess they hung up on us. So, sorry, maybe.
I would suggest is let's lay a little bit more foundation for why people would want to donate. Now, Okay. Obviously, they're listening to Catholic Answers Live. They're regular listeners. They know that we produce a lot of quality content for free here, and we need the donors' help to do that. We also have some things that we would like to do as thank yous for those who do choose to support, and we have several different levels. For example, and let's do this contrapuntally, Cy. I'll name the level. You tell me what people get at that level.
All right.
So we have for that new recurring gift match, the level is $10 a month or more. What do people get when they donate at that level?
You become a member of Society 315, our newest giving society here at Catholic Answers, one that we hope will grow into a community of people who explain and defend the Catholic faith all over the world. You receive a t-shirt, you receive a car magnet, you get a coupon code. Some people say coupon, some people say coupon. I don't know. For the Catholic Answers shop, where you get 20% off everything there. And you get all kinds of free stuff each month, at the very least, maybe more often than that. We'll be doing special stuff for people in Society 315.
Okay, so that's the $10 level. Now, whether or not you're new, you can also donate at the $20 a month level. So this applies both to new people and to people who are already pledgers. And if you donate at $20 a month, what do you get in that case?
You're a member of Society 315. You get everything I just mentioned, but you also get two very fine books. One, a perfect book for this year, A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times by our own Joe Heschmeyer, and Real Religion, the new book from Father Jeff Kirby. Both of those are yours at the $20 level, and you're a member of Society 315.
Okay, and now what if someone is able to donate at the $45 per month level or make a one-time gift of $500? What happens then?
All of what I just mentioned, but we add Trent Horn's School of Apologetics course in the hard copy. You get the book, you get all the supplementary materials, you get the DVD set, Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching, What the Church Teaches on Right and Wrong.
And then we have one more level, which is $84 a month or a one-time gift of $1,000. And I know something really special happens at that level. What's that, Cy Kellett?
You become a member of the Catholic Answers President's Club. And you get all that we just talked about. But being a member of the President's Club entitles you to a bunch of benefits that are available on our website. You can see all of them on our website. But let me give you just a rundown of some of them. One of them, you get a free subscription to Catholic Answers magazine while you are in the President's Club. Another, you get access to anything we publish over the course of the year that you are a member of, and you get it for free. You just ask us for it. We give you a free copy of any printed material, anything, maybe, well, you get the magazine already, but you want one of the books or a pamphlet, a 20 Answers book, all yours for free, up just for the asking if you're a member of the President's Club. There are other benefits. They are listed on our webpage.
And so the number to call to make any donation at any one of those levels or anywhere in between is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Cy, I know that I had heard from our Director of Development, Dave Matheson, that we're seeing a little bit of a different giving pattern this campaign compared to previous ones.
Yes.
We know there are people in the audience who have been very financially blessed and are able to make those larger donations like $500 or $1,000, or sometimes donors will do more than that. We've seen $2,000 donations, $5,000 donations, even $10,000 donations. We know there are people like that out there. We haven't seen as much of that this drive. And so really want to ask people, if you have been blessed by God, if you're able to make one of those larger donations, please be thinking about that. I know you need a little bit of time, especially if you have a spouse. You know, you may have a budget. You may want to clear it with your spouse and so forth. But please be thinking about that. And, you know, think about maybe by the end of the show today, within the next hour or the next 2 hours, would I be able to make one of those larger donations? And we really appreciate it.
888-291-8000. Just two more bits of information, and then we'll go to the phone lines. 888-291-8000 is the phone number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go on your phone or computer to make your pledge. It takes you about 90 seconds to do it. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But the two more pieces of information I wanted to give you. Yesterday's second hour, we did in fact meet our match. So we've met our match 4 hours out of the six we're with you. We hope we can meet the match today on both hours. And then that's a very successful drive, and we're very grateful. And I don't remember what the other one was. I do not remember.
It'll come. The idea will come back to you when it gets hungry.
I hope it gets hungry soon.
And I see we've got lots of lines open right now. It looks like we've got 9 open, if I'm subitizing them correctly. Oh, 10.
888-291-8000. We go now to Nate in Dallas, Texas, watching on YouTube Live. Nate, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hi, Nate.
Good to talk to you.
You too. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you. So, Jimmy, I read your seminal article on what the Star of Bethlehem was back during mm-hmm. Christmas time. And so I think that was a nice introduction of what it could have been with our modern understanding. My question for you, though, is what did Jesus think the stars were? Because we have imagery, not only the Star of Bethlehem, but we also have the imagery that he talked about, the stars will fall from the heavens. And we have the Revelation imagery where the dragon swept the stars in the sky. But what was Jesus's understanding of what those points of light were in the sky?
Well, he never tells us. And so I can't say for certain. Now, in Jesus is kind of a special case because he has a divine intellect and a human intellect. And in his divine intellect, he knows everything. So he knew what the stars are better than we do. So he would know modern science on what the stars are, and he would know it even better than we do. Like, one unanswered question we have in modern science, we know the stars make the elements that are heavier than hydrogen and helium, and there's an anomaly we've seen on the surface of some stars that, if I recall correctly, there's more lithium being produced, and we don't know how to explain that than what our current theories would be. So he would know why that lithium is there in his divine intellect. The question is, what would he know in his human intellect? And according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, he knew everything that pertained to his mission. And some people think it was even more than that, but at least he knew everything that pertained to his mission. However, having a scientific understanding of the stars, you could say it's not really part of his mission. What I can tell you is what different people in general thought the stars were at the time. In some cultures in the Middle East, it was thought that the stars were intelligent beings, that they were celestial beings, obviously, because they're in the sky, and sometimes they were worshipped as gods. This is something that is forbidden in the Old Testament, but it's something that we know various surrounding peoples would sometimes do. They would worship individual stars as gods. On the other hand, there was another tradition that was found, for example, among some of the pre-Socratic Greek philosophers who held that the sun, one of them in particular is famous for having held that the sun is a burning stone, which actually is not too far from the modern idea. We don't think it's a stone, but we do think it's just a physical object that generates plasma, or which is fire. So a burning stone is not too far from the modern understanding. Then there were some hybrid views that were also present before the modern age, some following Aristotelian and Pythagorean ideas, thought that everything above the moon, or the moon and above, the supralunary world, was made out of a different kind of matter than we have here on Earth. It was sometimes called quintessence, and it was thought to be unchanging and having some and incorruptible and having some different properties than the matter that we have down here on Earth. And so some people thought the stars and planets, which were just considered wandering stars, were made out of this additional material substance. And there's a kind of hybrid view you encounter, for example, in some medieval writing, where the idea is the stars are physical objects, either made out of normal matter or made out of quintessence, but they're like guided and moved by intelligent beings like angels. And so there was a range of different views, and I couldn't tell you exactly which one was the most common in Jesus's time in among the Jewish people, but those are some of the ones that were under discussion.
Nate, thanks. It's always good to hear from you, and I appreciate your call. We're in the very last hours now of our May pledge drive. Four times a year, we're able to come to you and ask you for your support. We do so over the course of 6 hours in a week. We only take part of those hours, as you just noticed. We're going to continue to take calls throughout today, but we do have to ask you for your support. And I remembered, I got hungry, so it came back to me. The other thing that I was going to say, which is we have told folks that we have a $200,000 goal. So I wanted to let people know we've met all our matches, but we are about $72,000 away now from meeting that goal. We can do that in the last day of a pledge drive. We have done it before, but we do need your help. As Jimmy said before, there have not been, for this pledge drive, as there usually are, the larger donations.
Go ahead. And I wanted to add also, we have that $20,000 matching challenge for this hour, and we're a quarter of the way through this hour. We've only got about 45 minutes left in this hour, a little bit less, and we are quite a ways away from hitting that $20,000 matching challenge. We've only raised so far this hour a little more than $2,000. We've got more than almost $18,000 to go. So we really need to hear from you. This is the last day that we're going to be fundraising. These are the last 2 hours that we're going to be fundraising for a whole 3 months. So this is crunch time. This is when we really need to hear from you. If you've been thinking about donating the last couple of days, now is the time to make your decision. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we want to thank Rick B., who just not only became a member of Society 315 by making a new recurring pledge, he also became a member of the President's Club by making that pledge $100 a month. So that $100 a month adds up to more than $1,000 a year. So he both joined Society 315 and the President's Club. Welcome aboard, Rick B. May your tribe increase, and may many other people decide to do exactly the same thing.
The number again, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes towards the match. A $20,000 match is a very large hourly match for us. Rarely do we have that. So that's a big deal this hour. We have a $20,000 match to make this hour. Then we have this other exciting thing that has happened to us this pledge drive. We have a donor who knows we need monthly recurring donations and said, I'll match them all. up to $100,000. So let's say you've never given on a recurring basis to Catholic Answers. You've never been a monthly pledger here. And you were to pledge right now while we have this $20,000 match and that $100,000 for first-time recurring pledges. A $10 a month pledge becomes $30 a month. What was $120 for the year becomes $360 for the year. It's really, we've never done anything like it before, and I really want to encourage you to participate at the $10, $20, $45, maybe $84, or like our the gentleman Jimmy just mentioned, maybe at the $100 a month level. It's all getting matched double right now. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And for you who are fancy pantses, if you want to text, you can just text Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Let's go to Hunter in Illinois, listening on Catholic.com. Hunter, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question has to do with the historical books of the Old Testament, like the books of Samuel, Kings, Chronicles. When I look at those books, sometimes I see that they're detailing the same event, and what seems to be contradictory or anachronistic, that have anachronisms in them, and whether it be detailing different numbers of soldiers or detailing them in a different chronology or with certain tools that probably weren't there at the time, and I guess my question straightforwardly is, To what extent does that matter? And I'm thinking, based off of what Dave Verboom says about reading in genre, and whether we should expect that those books are going to be entirely 100% literalistically historically accurate.
So it's a good question. The answer is, as Dave Verboom, which was a Second Vatican Council document, as it points out, what is asserted by the biblical author is asserted by the Holy Spirit. And so whatever is being asserted is what the truth is. However, that doesn't mean that everything is meant to be literal and precise, because different people have different standards of how literal and precise they want to be. Sometimes in English, and we have a very literal culture, but often in English, we'll use figures of speech. If I say, thanks a million, Cy Kellett, I'm not literally going to thank him a million times. That's an expression of just great thanks. Similarly, if I said, oh, you know, yesterday I just had 100 things to do at work. Well, okay, that means I had a lot, but I shouldn't press the number 100 as a literal number. I probably didn't have 100 individual separate tasks I had to do, at least not in most people in most jobs wouldn't. So all of that is true of the ancient world, and actually a little bit more so, because the ancient world used numbers differently than we do. We have a very, very number-oriented culture. We have a high degree of what's called numeracy in our culture. Now, when you're talking about the historical books of the Old Testament, there's kind of a range, because you have, and there's kind of a dividing line, beginning with 1 Samuel, Israel gets its kings. And so after that, they had court records that were being kept. And the authors of books like Samuel and Kings and Chronicles drew on those court records. And so we have, in that case, very precise record keeping in forming the books. But before that, in Israel's history, like in the time of the judges, well, the judges were not kings, so they didn't have courts and court records. And so there's more estimation and reconstruction going on in those early narratives in order to be able to present a narrative history. So you don't press the details as much in those earlier books as you do once they start keeping detailed court records. Even then, though, you have things that are being viewed from different perspectives. And they both contribute to an understanding of what's going on. But fundamentally, you have to recognize that it's the gist, and especially the theological gist, that is what the biblical author is trying to assert and communicate to his audience. He's not as concerned about other things. What you really want to say is, what kind of theological lesson is he trying to teach here? That's guaranteed to be true. He may also be intending to assert certain things about history, but he may not be asserting them in the fully literal way that a modern historian would. And so that has to be taken into account. I have a course coming out for the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics called Bible Difficulties 1. It's already been taped and it's being edited right now. When that comes out, it'll go into some of these issues. So I'd recommend that for you, Hunter.
And Hunter, we'll leave it there and say thanks. I hope that that was helpful to you. I hope you will get Jimmy's course. Right now, we are in the final hour and a half, just about into the final hour and a half of our May pledge drive. We have about $70,000 to go, maybe a little less than $70,000 to go to reach our goal of $200,000. But we have two really wonderful donors who have helped us out this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. So you call up right now and you pledge, I don't know, $5, it's $10. $5,000 is $10,000. You pick a number and it's doubled up to $20,000 this hour. And there's, as Jimmy said, most of that money is still available, 888-291-8000. But the other thing, if you've never been a recurring monthly donor, even if you've given a large one-time gift before, if you've never been a recurring monthly donor, we have another donor who will match that and wants to a separate match for anyone who comes in $10, $20, $50, $100 a month and says, I want to be a recurring monthly donor. They'll match it for the whole first year. So if you make a first-time pledge of, say, $50 a month right now, I mean, that's a good amount of money, but let's say someone can. You can make $50 a month pledge. Well, it's going to get doubled because of the $20,000 match, and then it'll get doubled. It'll be added again, and that means three times as much, $150 a month, 888-291-8000.
So, Cy, we're about to go to the hard break, and that means this is a perfect time to call, and it's doubly perfect because we got a bunch of lines open, and the number to call is 888-291-8000. Like I said, this is the perfect time to call because we're not going to be taking questions for the next few minutes. We've got to have this station identification break. Now is the time. We've got bunches of people just waiting to take your call, 888-291-8000. Call now, and you won't miss anything.
Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Well, now that seems appropriate. It's Thursday. It's open forum. Jimmy Akins here. A little bit of groovy music. That one I got to say is right. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for playing the groovy music. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's open forum. Anybody can call with any question at all. You don't have to be Catholic to call. As a matter of fact, we love talking to non-Catholics. I already have spoken to some non-Catholics today. I only know that because I know them, because they call regularly. The number to support us is 888-291-8000, and we've got exactly an hour and a half left to ask you for your support, and then we won't ask you again for three more months. Whatever happens, we won't ask you again for three more months. 888-291-8000. Please take advantage of these two wonderful matches that we have this hour. $20,000, $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for anybody who donates in any amount. Up to $20,000 matched because of a very generous donor. But we still have a $100,000 match that we started this pledge drive with for anybody who is a first-time recurring donor. So if you're a first-time recurring donor, you're getting double matched on every dollar that you're pledging. Call and make a $10 pledge. It's $30 to us. Right away, your year is matched. Call and make a $50 pledge. It's $150 to us. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And I wanted to let people know that we are making progress towards our hourly $20,000 matching challenge. We're about 44% of the way there. Now, we're halfway through the hour, so we're a little bit behind where we need to be. But we are making progress. We've raised about $9,000 out of the $20,000 that we have the matching challenge for. We do need to hear from you if we're going to make that. So this is exciting. It's the last day of the drive, and we have the opportunity to both make that and also get to our overall drive goal of 200,000. But we need assistance. And in particular, we're going to need assistance from people who are able to make larger donations. Now, we need smaller donations too. Everyone counts. However, we will, in order to be able to make the overall drive goal, and we'll need to hear from some folks who can make larger ones. And some people are doing that. We mentioned Rick B. earlier, who had made a donation and joined both Society 315 and the President's Club at the same time. Also, Geraldine M. has done the same thing. She's in Dallas, Oregon, it says. I didn't know there was a Dallas, Oregon, but that's awesome to know and to add to my collection of knowledge. So thank you very much, Geraldine M. of Dallas, Oregon. Welcome to both Society 315 and the President's Club. And we know there are other people out there who can do the same thing. We just need to hear from them at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'll go back to the phones here in just a few seconds with Jimmy so we can get back to answering questions. But your support makes it possible for us to stay on the air for three more months. That's how it works. We come to you and ask you for the money to stay on the air. When we get the money, we stay on the air. And we have every intention of being here for a long time because we have lots of very generous folks who support us. We're very, very grateful for that. But now is the time to pay for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Two matches, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And if you're a first-time recurring donor, a second match for every dollar that you pledge in your recurring donation for the next year. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Hunter in Illinois. We just spoke to Hunter. Sorry, I beg your pardon. We're going to go to Matt in Sherwood, Illinois, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Matt, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show and what you do. My question is, at the Last Supper, when Jesus was instituting the, and he was still alive, was the bread and wine transubstantiated then, or is that the belief, or no?
Yeah, no, he said it was, he meant what he said, and so it was. So he absolutely was transubstantiating the bread and wine. He had miraculous power before the resurrection and before the crucifixion and after the crucifixion. He can work miracles in both cases. This is a miracle, and he said this is what's happening, and so the church's understanding is, yes, that's what's happening.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks very much for the call. 888-291-8000, the number to call and support Catholic Answers. And the phones have lit up a bit. And one thing you should know, just the way the math works out, we can meet all these matches, and we still have a ways to go to get to the 200,000. So we do, if you are a person of means who can do that larger donation, as Jimmy said, a $2,000, a $3,000, maybe even a $5,000 or $10,000. We have seen those in the past. If you can do that, that will greatly help us to get fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we've got three lines open for you right now.
And you can also text if you're one of those texters. Go ahead and text Catholic to 24365, 24365. Text the word Catholic and make your donation there. I want to remind...
Kellett, I know you're trying to make yourself sound like an old fogey, but you and I have texted, so you're one of those texters.
Oh, yeah, but
too.
I've actually never texted to give money to anybody. If I had the option, I'll probably pick up the phone and call. Second choice, I will go to the internet. Texting, third choice.
Okay, but that's your personal preferences, yeah. But others have their own, and
but
we want
you're
to accommodate
right.
them all.
I'm not an old fogey. I'm really a young fogey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
888-291-8000 is the number. I want to review for folks the different giving levels. I'll do so promptly, and then we will go back to calls. If you are able to give at the $10 level per month, you'll get, if you're a new donor, it's going to be double matched because of these two matches that we have. But you'll become a member of this new thing we're doing called Society 315. You get the Society 315 t-shirt. You get the car magnet. You get a coupon for discounts at shop.catholic.com. And then you're part of this society of, you know, we're going to be sharing materials and producing content just for that group. If you can come in at the $20 level, you'll get all that. But you'll also get two books, A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times from our own Joe Heschmeyer, and Real Religion from Father Jeff Kirby. If you can come in at the $45 level per month or more, you'll get all of that. But we'll also be able to send you the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics course, Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching from Trent Horn. You'll get the hard copy of all of that. And if you can come in at the $84 level or above, all of that is yours, and you are also a member of our President's Club, and there's many benefits to the President's Club. You can find those on our website. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go back to the phones for Jimmy. Let's go to Eric in Kansas, listening on 88.1 FM, Divine Mercy Radio. Eric, glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you. It was great to talk to the both of you.
Oh, you too. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. My question is for Jimmy is, the Gospel of James, I know that was rejected by the church as divinely inspired, yet it seems like some of the Marian doctrines are either derived or are there's some evidence for them in that Gospel, and I was curious as to why the church rejected that Gospel of James.
Well, just because a document, and now we should also clarify for folks who may be familiar with this document under another name. It's also called the Infancy Gospel of James, and it's called the Proto-Evangelium of James. And just because a document preserves accurate traditions about Jesus or his family doesn't mean it's divinely inspired. Josephus, the Jewish historian, preserve some accurate traditions about Jesus and his family. You know, he talks about Jesus's so-called brother James, but that doesn't make Josephus divinely inspired. In the same way, the Roman historian Tacitus accurately preserves some traditions about Jesus, but it doesn't make Tacitus divinely inspired. So just because a document like the Proto-Evangelium of James has some accurate stuff in it, doesn't mean that we're going to add it onto the Bible. The fundamental criterion that the church used in canonizing scripture was a criterion of tradition. Was the content of a document in agreement with the doctrines that had been passed down from Christ and the apostles? And was there a tradition of this document being read in the churches as scripture? And in the case of the Proto-Evangelium of James or the Infancy Gospel of James, there was not a strong tradition of it being read in the churches from the apostolic age onward. Modern scholars tend to view this document as having been composed in the first half of the second century, or maybe even the mid-second century. And so it wasn't there during the apostolic age, and it didn't catch on to be read in the churches as a work of scripture early on. It was an interesting, informative work, but it did not have that tradition behind it that it came down from Christ and the apostles, having been read as such in the churches from the beginning.
And we will leave it there. I hope that that was helpful to you and appreciate your call. You know, before I go to another call, I think we have a break we have to do, and we'll do that real quick. I do want to encourage folks to now is a good time to call to make your pledge of support, because we still have both matches going this hour. And
10 lines are open.
10 lines open. That's a great time to call, 888-291-8000. You can always go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works all around the world. And it works any time, day or night. If you're here in the U.S. or Canada or Mexico and you want to call 888-291-8000, please call now, because lots of lines open. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin.
Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and it's Open Forum. It's always fun to do Open Forum and get to talk with people about whatever's on your mind. And you know, Jimmy is very welcoming of whatever your question is. I do want to take you back to how many lines we got open now, Jimmy? We've got five or six lines open.
Six.
Six lines open. So a perfect time to give a call. 888-5. Oh, five lines open. Thank you.
Four.
I didn't even finish the number and you called. Thank
call
you very much.
Call now.
888-291-8000. Call now. They're going quickly. Or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I know that there's still money in the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Let's use all of that up. And you can give in any amount, in any manner, whether it's a recurring gift, whether it's a one-time gift, whatever. All of that is matched up to $20,000. But if you're a first-time recurring donor, you get a double match, because we have that $100,000 match for the entire pledge drive this time, which has really, I think, just been a wonderful thing for us. And I'm really grateful that so many people have come in at the $10 or $20 or $50 level. And now we're going to be friends. We're going to be in communication. We're going to send you stuff. You can participate in Society 315 and get all the benefits of that. I'm sure that Jimmy Akin will be doing stuff for that. Call now to make your recurring pledge or one-time pledge, 888-291-8000.
And so we mentioned that in order to be able to achieve our matches and our overall drive goal of 200,000, we're going to need some folks who are able to make some larger donations. And we just had one do so, and it was a very special one, because there is another giving level that we really haven't focused on. Now, we've talked about the different giving levels at $10 for joining Society 315, or $20 for getting some additional premiums, or $45, or even the $84 per month level, which is within lots of people's range. A lot of people could afford to donate $84 a month to a worthy cause that spreads the word of God, like Catholic Answers Live does. If you do the $84 a month level, then that's going to add up to $1,000 a year, which puts you in the Catholic Answers President's Club. But there is another giving level above that. We have, for people who give $5,000 or more in total a year, another level known as the Founder's Circle, which has even more benefits. And if you're able to donate $417 a month, that would add up to $5,000, and you join the Founder's Circle. And we just had someone do that. Chase from Omaha, Nebraska, just joined the Founder's Circle at $417 a month. So welcome aboard, Chase, and may your tribe increase also. We'd love to have more people at that level. And one of the things that we do with the Founder's Circle, now we had some challenges last year because, you know, plague. But
because, you know, plague.
Yeah, yeah. But one of the things we do with people who are at the Founder Circle level is we try to involve them in the life and work of the ministry. We have a kind of summit meeting for the Founder Circle every year where people are invited out here at that level to California. We brief them on the work of the ministry. We get their input for future projects and future directions. And so we really value people who are able to help at those higher levels. And we want to show them what we're doing and get their feedback on how they think we can do even more to serve God.
We'd love to have you at that level, too. It's always been, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be great to get back out in the world and see our friends again, because there's so many people that that we get to see at the various different things. And Founder Circle has been a lot of fun in recent years. And man, very helpful to the apostolate as well. Very helpful in the sense of ideas and suggestions and that kind of thing. So if you can make a one-time $5,000 gift, you automatically, you're a member of Founders Circle, or monthly, that would be,
$417.
I knew you had said something like that. $417 a month, and you're a member of Founders Circle. 888-291-8000. I don't want to keep the other callers waiting. Let's go now to James in Virginia, listening on Catholic.com. James, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you both so much. My question pertains to epistemology, or in more straightforward terms, your understanding of knowledge and how we can know and understand really any fact of reality, whether of faith or the created universe. And just to give you something to shoot at, I thought I would read just a very brief quote. It says, Calvin makes, referring to John Calvin, the French pastor during Protestant Reformational times, says, Calvin makes the revelation of God in Christ through Scripture his starting point with respect to every interpretation of any fact in the universe. Or, in other words, this sort of more reformed understanding that the worldview that Scripture gives us is what informs the way we should understand the reality
the rest
in which we live.
Yeah. So, James, I just got to move you towards a question for Jimmy. I think we've got that part. Yeah. So the question is?
Yes. Is there a place in Roman Catholic theology where you view Scripture as absolutely necessary to understand really all of reality, or is there a place for more of like human autonomy where you don't necessarily have to start with God's Word? I hope that's clear enough.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
So let's start let's start by looking at a couple of things. Now, it sounds really great to say, you have to understand everything in the universe through Christ. And there is a sense in which everything in the universe is understood through Christ in a deep way. John's Gospel, for example, describes Christ as the Logos, or the reason of God that undergirds the created world. And he also talks about Christ as the light which enlightens every person that comes into the world. So there is a sense in which Christ is central to human knowledge. But that doesn't mean that you have to be thinking about Jesus in order to learn every single thing. You don't have to be consciously thinking about Jesus. It can sound really great to use this kind of soaring rhetoric that you sometimes get about the Word of God is fundamental to all knowing, and you have to presuppose a biblical worldview to know anything, and you've got to presuppose Scripture. There's a whole branch of Protestant apologetics that's kind of based on that principle. But if you think about it, let's take a step back and look at human history as a whole. Psychelet, was there a time before there was any Bible?
Yes.
Yeah, there was.
And a lot of
did
time.
People A lot of time. And did people in that time know stuff?
They did indeed know stuff, yes.
Okay, so right there, we've shown that it's not necessary to presuppose the Bible or the Bible in order to know stuff. Now, are there people, Psychelet, who reject a biblical worldview, who maybe say don't believe in God?
Yes.
Do they know stuff?
They do indeed.
Okay, so we've just established right there that there are people who even reject a biblical worldview, and yet they have knowledge of things. So I would say that we want to stay away from the more sweeping, adamant versions of this. We want to be a little more cautious. We want to recognize that Christ is essential for the created world, because it was in and through him the world was created, and thus on a deep level, he does inform human knowledge of everything. But that doesn't mean that you have to say, okay, I believe the Bible, and that's the starting point for all knowledge.
Right.
You can know things even if you don't make that assumption. Now, you should believe the Bible, and if you worldview, it will lead you to more accurate knowledge of the world. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to make it sound like you must presuppose everything that's in the Bible in order to know anything, because that's just not true.
Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate the question. I hope that was helpful to you, James. Right now, we are almost to the end of our penultimate hour of fundraising. Pretty good, huh? Penultimate? No, nobody.
No, you just used the word penultimate.
Thank you. That's what I was
looking means, for. That means next to last for all the rest of us.
Yeah, next to last hour of our pledge drive. We got a long way to go. We can do it. We need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The way this works is we only come to you 6 hours every 3 months. Ask you to help us be funded for the next 3 months. Many, many people have stepped up, but we are well over a quarter of our total needed. We're going to end up doing in the last hour, I think. Well over a quarter of the total will be left to the last hour. So a lot of work still to do. We can do it, but we need your help. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. At this time, where people are on the dial, whether it's or in many cases they're just scrolling around on the internet and they find a Catholic Answers video, or they're in the car and they find us on the radio, this is an alternative to almost everything else they're hearing, an alternative that brings fruits to people's lives, beautiful fruits of love and forgiveness. We want to share them. Please help us do that. 888-291-8000.
So, Psych Hellet, one of the things we do frequently when we're talking about fundraising is the biblical principles that underlie fundraising. And one of the passages that is really relevant to this, there's actually quite a bit of material in the Bible and in the New Testament about using your financial resources in order to support God's work. One of the key passages is found in Galatians 6. Now, Galatians is famous for being a letter where Paul talks about justification and eternal life and things like that, but not everybody follows it through to chapter 6, which is the last chapter, which is where the rubber really meets the road in certain respects. In chapter 6, Paul is writing, and he says, "The one who receives instruction in the word," meaning the word of God, "should share all good things with their instructor." And by all good things, he means material things. He means offering material financial support. So Paul articulates this principle. If you're receiving instruction in the Word of God, which is what we do here on Catholic Answers Live, then you have a duty to support the preaching of that word materially so that the preaching can go forward. And obviously, running a radio show, and especially a quality radio show with experts who know lots of stuff, that's something that requires financial resources. But Paul goes on here in Galatians 6 to say, "Do not be deceived." So he's about to warn people about how they might deceive themselves about what he just said. He said, support the preaching of the Word of God materially. And he says, don't be deceived about this. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, which would, in context would mean just spending all your money on yourself, will from the flesh reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, which in context means using your financial resources to promote the preaching of the Word of God, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So you'll get an eternal reward for using your financial resources to help promote the preaching of the Word of God by sharing materially with the one who instructs you in the Word of God. So if you find the instruction we offer here on Catholic Answers Live of benefit to you, by all means, reap that eternal reward. Help support the program materially. You won't only be benefiting yourself by helping the program keep going. You'll be benefiting thousands of other people. You know, we don't have actually that many people per radio tower who are supporting us. The current number is like 16 people per radio tower.
Yep.
We know there are a lot more than 16 people listening to us. So you want to be one of the good people, one of the people who responds to the call that St. Paul has just given of helping support the preaching of the Word of God. The way to do that is by contacting us at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see we have 9 lines open for you right now. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be going into a break. And, you know, it's one of those mandatory station identification breaks. So by all means, call us, especially during that time, because we'll have several minutes where you can get through. You won't be missing anything. We won't be taking any questions. It's a perfect time to call. The number, once again, is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works from anywhere in the world, any time of day, day or night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, even after the drive is over. Let's suppose you're listening to this as a podcast after the fact. Let's suppose you're not a live listener. You can still participate. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com in that case, and you can still reap that eternal reward that St. Paul promises.
It's open forum with Jimmy Akin, and so if you're on the line, stay on the line. We're going to get to your question when we come back. And this is a perfect time, as Jimmy said. We're going to be away for a couple minutes. It only takes a couple minutes to make your pledge, to give your gift. A one-time gift, very, very welcome. A recurring pledge, very, very welcome. If you are a recurring pledger for the first time, like you say, you know what? I could do $20 a month. Well, right now, that there's a $100,000 match for all recurring pledgers. So if you could do, I don't know, $1,000 a month. I know that's a huge number, but I just wanted you to know the money is out there to match those pledges. 888-291-8000.